For more information about this episode, just think about your sex life or the sex life of your friends, or think about the sex life you want to have. And I can't, usually I refer a book to you, but I can't refer a book. This is about you and your sex life. So, hey, that ain't in my book. I can tell you about me and my sex life through my book. As a matter of fact, yeah, check out the explicit version of the autobiography, White Confused Black Christian, the autobiography of Larry Ive. Check out the explicit version, and that is what will give you information about this episode right here. All right, the rest of the episode is about to begin now. Hey, my name is Larry Ife, and this is episode 195. It is called Good Sex. So here's the deal. People always talk about sex, and they always say, you know, there's a lot of stuff about this LGBT or homosexual activity or just the sex trafficking. There's a lot of talk about sex that's going on right now. Well, it's been going on since the beginning of the time. I just want to tell you my views on it because it needs to be expressed. My view matters just like your view matters. So check this out. When it comes to sex, it has to have rules. It has to have laws. Laws are not bad. People act like, oh my gosh, sex is supposed to, you know, you're supposed to live your life and have no rules. You need rules. Right now, there's something, I guess, in Michigan, you can marry a little kid. See, that's just crazy. But people just want to be free with sex. No, you need laws, you need rules. I think in Canada, you can marry a dog or have sex with a dog. Just craziness. That's why, like I tell you from my story, my story is based on following the rules that the Bible gives us, and they make sense. Like when it comes to kids, you shouldn't be, there should be rules about that. And not necessarily about the age, because in some countries, a 14-year-old kid is very smart, and they start having, you know, the female, she starts having a thing. She's like an adult in some countries. In America, not so much. They're still kind of like little, like bubble heads. In America, a 14-year-old girl here and a 14-year-old girl in Africa are two different things in some other country. You need laws, you need rules. When it comes to pornography, so once again, the Bible talks about don't lust, and that's a sex rule, because when you're lusting, that's like watching flicks or pornos. When you do that stuff, you can get a thing called a porno dick. It's not what you think. Trust me, it's not a good thing. It's not like you'll be able to star in a porno. Here's the thing. There's a thing called PIED, which is called porn-induced erectile dysfunction. I had it. That's why I could talk about it. I didn't know what it was. I just called it porno dick, but it's really PIED. Here's the deal. You lust. You start lust after all these different females and these pornos, and your eyes are moving, moving, moving. You're chasing butts. You're chasing skirts. You're not happy. You're always looking for the next best thing. In real life, you start doing the same thing. So now you have sex with one girl. You don't want sex with another one. Or you have a girlfriend and sex with her won't be good enough because, like the pornos you were watching, you want to be able to click on a button and find another one. You got one with a nice ass, but it's not good enough. You want to find one with a better ass. And on and on and on and on. That's why these rules in the Bible are good. That's rule number one. Don't lust. It's a good rule. That's a good rule when it comes to sex and love. The other rule is no homosexual activity. Once again, that's actually a good rule. About sex. Humans are on this earth to have families, to have sex. I'll be straightforward. A male has a dick and two balls. He carries sperm? Wait, hold on. He carries the seed in his balls. His goal is to put those seeds into a female. A female, just what happens, has a hole in her body called a vajayjay. We'll call them a vajayjay. And inside of a JJ, like in the back section, she has eggs. So, the man takes his dick, puts it inside of a JJ, and you create life. And life is the most powerful, humans are the most powerful force on this planet other than God, or anything that's spiritual, whatever you believe. So, you have to be careful with this. You have to follow certain laws. And that's why the Bible says, don't do homosexual activity. Not because I may not like it or you may like it. Or it's not about anybody's preference. It's about basic functions. That's what humans do. Animals, two male lions don't have sex together because it goes against natural things. So, homosexual activity, and it may not be natural. It may not be the most natural thing according to nature, but there's nothing wrong with being unnatural sometimes. In this case, like I say, it is unnatural, but that doesn't mean you're a bad person or you're going to hell. It just means you should try to get back to things that are natural. And once again, I'm not here to just go into a lot of detail because I like to keep my message nice and short and sweet anyways, but the bottom line is this. Speak your view on whatever you want to about sex. Like homosexual activity, whether it be sex with animals or sex with young kids, whatever it is, or pornos, you gotta talk about it. And the more you talk about this stuff, you see all these crazy things that are going on with sex, the more you're gonna see that's important to have rules. Just like when you drive, I said this before, when you drive on the road, there's rules to it. You can't just drive on either side of the road. You have to have rules. There's rules for everything. So you wanna have rules for sex and love. All right, I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. Actually, my wife just walked in the room. So I'm gonna tell you one more thing about sex when it comes to sex and love. In a church, you see people in church and you never hear them talk about sex, especially married couples. Every church I look at, all the married couples look like they don't have sex. Newsflash, when you see me and my wife, you'll know we're having sex. We're married and we're in a church. That's what life is about. That's nothing. So while we're talking about sex and love, marriage, God says the best sex, the blessed sex is for a marriage between a man and a woman. And that's true, because you're committing to someone and they are committing to you. You don't have to worry about her cheating and you don't have to worry about cheating yourself. You'll keep love between you two, sex between you two. Nobody's getting STDs, nobody's getting abortions, nobody's doing none of that because you want to have kids and you want to enjoy your partner. Is that correct?
I agree.
Mrs. Ife has spoken, and I'll let her have the last word, and that was the last word right there. I'll keep it short and sweet. Have some good sex, read the Bible, find out how to do it. If you need more help, just get married or not on. Give me a call, give me an email, or my wife an email. No, if you're a male, give me a call. If you're a female, give my wife a call. Mm-hmm. And we got some good Christian wholesome advice for you. All right. Well, that's a wrap for episode 195. 196 is next, of course. As usual, I have no fucking clue what it's going to be about. But when I know, I'll let you know.